I'm not quite sure whether this would be a good moment or not to remind the organist that he's going back to teach school very soon now. This is a time of the year when many people are about to take an important step in their life. Think of all those little darlings who are going to school for the first time in a few days. Think of those who are at the top end of primary school in June, who are suddenly going to be the wee ones again in the secondary academy, wherever it may be. And then there are all those like my grandson, who's about to start at St. Andrews University, who is going into the wide world. He's leaving home. Stays only 25 miles away, but he's still leaving home. And we will welcome into our midst many students from overseas. No matter whether it is education or whether it is for those who are entering into employment for the very first time, they do it in a world which is changing all the time, a world which changes in terms of its politics, its economics, all the things which take place in the different parts of our planet. It's a time when so many people all over the world, for one reason or another, don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Whether they will be on a small boat or on a barge or in a space flight, we don't know exactly what is going to happen. I want to say just a word this morning about the future. It was the theme which was at the heart of our readings this morning. In the Old Testament, where the promise is made to Abraham and Sarah, it's always in the future, their movement from where they are to the land of Canaan and then beyond. And then in the letter to the Hebrews, the writer highlights Abraham's search for fulfillment of that promise. Abraham looking forward to the result of whether that promise will bring stability. But he knows that the foundation which goes with an effective and courage-filled life into the future. So Abraham presents us with a paradox. I don't know whether I've ever thought of Abraham as being one who would provide you with a paradox, but he does. The stability consists of what we have and what we can depend on, what we can see and what we can hold. The paradox is that the only true stability, the only real security, is what you and I can't see, that which is out there, beyond all of this and beyond all of us. And what we are and what we have to look and do look into the future. And the more that we are here in the here and now, the more we are tangible. The more we realize where we are and relate ourselves to the present, the more that we realize how fragile, how tender, how impermanent the present is. And in a sense, we begin to understand that there is hardly any present, only a past and a future. there this week, thinking, talking about, remembering many of the happenings in lives which go back in my grandchild's age for 30 years, for me, 80 almost. We look back, but we also spent much time looking forward into what the future might be. We didn't spend a lot of time talking about the present. Hardly any present, only a past and a future. And so we face this strange paradox that now we are in the middle. We can look back, assessing all that we have experienced. And we look forward. We look beyond where we are to that which we cannot see. And thus Abraham is described as looking forward to that city which has foundations laid by their builder, who was God incarnate. Abraham became a pilgrim. He traveled. You and I are pilgrims. We travel. We travel through time. We travel great distances, and we travel sometimes just round the corner. We are pilgrims. And so we have to understand and not be deceived into believing that what is temporary could be permanent or is going to be permanent. You and I know that the present is not the future. He or she understands that for many, there is a consolation now, nothing like what the blessings will be. And so that pilgrim Abraham, who walks forward in faith, seeks the things that will last and the blessings which will endure. He seeks and he travels to the city which he will say has foundations which are set down by the builder, who is the creator of all things. And where is that city to be found? It is where it was for Abraham. It's out there, beyond this time, beyond this minute, this hour. It is in the future, a place which will stay permanent when we get there. When we arrive there to enjoy a promise which is real, a promise which is enduring, where Jesus tells us, I go to prepare a place for you. We travel, and we should travel in faith. We live by the evidence of what we experience, much of which we know something about, but some of it has not yet been lived by all of us. We are motivated by faith in a loving God, inspired by things which are imagined but not yet experienced, and by promises made but not yet fulfilled. Sometimes, if you think on these things, it can be very scary, it can be very frightening, because there is an uncertainty at times which seems to overcome all that we know and all that we hold dear. And we have this sense at times that no matter how many people are around us and how many people are with a family or an organization, that we are often without any support. What confidence may you and I have as we go forward? It's not in our own ability to handle the future, but in the capacity of the one who is the future to handle us lovingly, gently, kindly, to receive us in that place where the foundations are put in place by our Heavenly Father. We have been told, Jesus told us, do not be afraid, that even now we should not worry as we travel towards the future. We should be sustained by the knowledge that God has come to us and shown us the path forward, that there is a helper who will guide our footsteps, a helper we can depend on, there being a place for us. Remember this, progress is movement. Progress is success. One step at a time along the way towards that which is perfect. Here again, the word of God. I go to prepare a place for you. And he adds, I will come back. I will take you to myself so that you will be where I am. A granddaughter soon to be married. For how long, we don't know. You and I, men and women of faith, we hear the promises. We believe that they will come to pass. For God so loved us that he sent his Son, a Son who will come back and take us to where he is.